This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. With Arkansas continuing to see a major spike in coronavirus cases, a group of Democrats in the state General Assembly is urging Governor Asa Hutchinson and legislative leaders to lift a ban that prevents schools and government entities from requiring people wear masks. The ban is included in an act set to take effect next week. The request was made in a letter sent by 12 lawmakers from Pulaski County. One of them is Representative Tippi McCullough of Little Rock. She joins me now. Hi there.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for having me today.
Obviously, Arkansas is in a bad position right now with the highly infectious Delta variant and the state's low vaccination rate, combining to make us number one nationwide per capita in new cases. Explain why you're asking either for a special session or a reconvening of the legislature.
Sure, I could talk a long time on this subject. This isn't about politics. It's about parents and their children. And it's about schools and public health. And it's about Arkansas having the fastest COVID spread in the nation. New school year is about to start. And, you know, it's not an option for children under 12 to get vaccinated. This week, we have reports of the first children, two, to die in Arkansas related to COVID, and school hasn't even begun yet. And the mask ban was never good, in our opinion, but we're operating under a different reality now. And so that's the reason that we think it's time to act.
And the latest projection from UAMS has the pandemic very active 30 days from now, which, as you mentioned, is when schools will be starting. And I've heard a lot of concerns from educators, or I've got a 9-year-old daughter who will be back in school. Indeed, this is a concern for parents and teachers.
It is. And what motivates most of us is our constituents and the issues that they're facing. And we have received countless calls from concerned parents, and especially, of course, in the group that you're talking about your daughter's in, the under 12 that cannot be vaccinated. And people, you know, once again, are frightened because we're in at least the same situation or worse than we were last time when we were making plans for school to start. The rolling average number of daily cases has increased by 121% over the past 2 weeks. And, you know, we're in a situation now we think the action needs to be taken to try to alleviate some of these fears that parents are facing.
There's been such a politicization of this pandemic. Any guess or indication whether the governor or legislative leaders, all Republicans, will be willing to bring the legislature together to consider this?
Well, those are conversations that are happening. And, you know, sending the letter out was a part of that to try to really activate and increase that conversation. There hasn't, as everyone knows, been a real appetite, I think, for there to be a lifting of the mask mandate from the other side, or at least we're not hearing that. The governor hasn't mentioned taking any of those kinds of actions. But, you know, it's not too late to act. We've got about 20 days until school starts. It's fully within the power of the governor and us as legislative leaders to fix this problem that we've created. And, you know, we're just urging Arkansans to contact the governor and their elected officials. Everybody's fought so hard through this pandemic. Our healthcare workers, the frontline workers, teachers, all of us, we can't let ourselves go backwards when we can so clearly do something meaningful to save lives.
That's State Representative Tippi McCullough of Little Rock, one of 12 state lawmakers who are requesting action to consider overturning the ban on mask mandates in Arkansas. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
This is KUAR 89.1.